Somebody recently asked a question in the laws of Eruv Tavshilin. It's worthy just to go through this question because it can happen. Of course, we know that when Yom Tov goes into Shabbat, we must establish an Eruv Tavshilin in order for us to allow us to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat. So the question was asked by a fellow that all the food already was cooked, which means he wasn't planning on, his wife wasn't planning on cooking anything from Friday to Yom Tov. It was all in the freezer ready, it was all cooked. All he had to do was is warm it up. So he wanted to know, is he obligated to make an Eruv Tavshilin just for warming up food but not cooking the food? So this question really was asked by the Ma'amar Mordechi in Siman Taf Kaf, Taf Kuf Chav Zayin, Otet Zayin. So he wants to say that it really depends on the machloket that Maran brought down in Se'if Yutet over there. There Maran has a safek, do you need an Eruv Tavshilin in order to light candles from Friday, which would be Yom Tov, for Shabbat, Friday night candles. Do you need an Eruv Tavshilin? So it's a safek, it's a machloket. So therefore, he wants to say that since we have a safek, if you have to make the beracha, when it comes to lighting candles for an Eruv Tavshilin, so in this case where you're not cooking, make the Eruv Tavshilin, but do not make a beracha. And that's the halacha, that's where Achim Ben Sion comes out also. Make the Eruv Tavshilin, meaning set the egg, set the bread, whatever the custom is. Say, Bedein Eruba, etc. However, do not make a beracha. Now, it should be pointed out that in the nosach of the Eruv Tavshilin, one should say, Ud Adluke Sharga. He should say in the text, and this also gives me permission to light candles from Friday to Shabbat. Because according to some opinions, if you don't say that, you would not be allowed to light the Nerot Shabbat. It's a very vital text. Furthermore, it would be permissible once a person establishes the Eruv to change the Sefer Torah on Friday, Yom Tov, to Shabbat. Because if you don't make an Eruv Tavshilin, so that means you're preparing the Sefer from Yom Tov to Shabbat. A lot of times the Mesadirim, they want to get the Sefer set up for the next day. So they go on Yom Tov before they leave, and they want to roll the Sefer Torah. So Halakha says that an Eruv Tavshilin would allow the Mesadirim to move the Sefer Torah from Parashat Yom Tov to Parashat Shabbat. So again, Halakha l'maaseh, if one is not planning on cooking, or one is cooking, but the food was cooked already, just heating it up. Or for that matter, I should point out, if let's say a person's in a hotel for Yom Tov, and therefore he's not cooking at all, but they are lighting candles. So therefore they should make an Eruv Tavshilin, however without a beracha. That's Or Letzion, Teshuvot Chelek Gimal, Perek Chav Bet, Question Vav.